Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is our gospel from Matthew chapter 1. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Simple and straightforward. That's what Christmas is all about, right? God with us. But yet there's so much more. We sing carols like O Little Town of Bethlehem that take us, at least in our mind's eye, back to the time and place of Jesus' birth. And it's not only this season. During Lent and Holy Week, you'll oftentimes hear the song, Were You There? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the grave? Were you there with shepherds and angels? Were you there with wise men? Were you there with Anna and Simeon in the temple? Were you there with the wise Bible scholars meeting the 12-year-old boy in the temple? Were you there in Galilee and Nazareth and Judea and Samaria, walking the trails, hearing the sermons, seeing the healing, or even being healed yourself? No. You're not old enough. And you can go back to what we often call the Holy Land, to Palestine, to Israel, and the areas surrounding it. You can visit Bethlehem. You can visit the place where they say Jesus was born and may well have been there. You can visit the place where they say he was crucified and it may well have been there. But were you there? Did you see the child come forth from his mother's womb? Did you see his surrogate father snipping the cord? Did you see shepherds cowering and shaking on the ground, then springing up and racing in? Of course not. You cannot insert yourself into the life of Christ. You cannot travel to where he was. However, he brings those things to you. In a way, you can say, yes, I was there. But you can't do so by your own strength any more than you can heal yourself, forgive yourself, redeem yourself by your own strength. If you were there in actuality, then you have something, you are something more than the sons of this earth. You're not fallen. You're not decaying. You're not broken. To have been there, you have to have been with God or God, one of his angels, or the Lord himself, or looking at the other side, one of the fallen angels who likewise have been there for way too long. But you weren't there. You don't have the power, the strength, the ability to go back. You don't have the power, the strength, and the ability to call forth a Savior from the heavens. You aren't worth it, and you can't empower it. Besides which, if you were there, would you have been one of the ones welcoming him? Would you have been one of the shepherds to whom God came, the meek and the humble ones? Or would your own sense of pride and self-importance have sent the angels to visit somebody else? We don't know. What we know is what we have right now. Because we don't have to worry about that little town of Bethlehem, save that it is an historical fact. It's a part of the grounding of the Christian faith in real, actual events, in real time, done by a real God for our real salvation. Bethlehem and the shepherds are important, just as the promise throughout all history is important, because it shows that God did these things according to his plan for our salvation. In the fullness of time, God was there, taking on human flesh, becoming one of us. God with us, because in Jesus, God is us. Emmanuel. Jesus, the Savior, is Emmanuel. The God who is with us, the God who will not forsake us, the God who came from all eternity to live in time to redeem lost and condemned creatures. Were you there on that O Holy Night? Were you there at all of those other events of his life, his passion, and his death? Does that matter so much as, is he here? Is Jesus here in the preaching of his word? Are you hearing that his death on the cross, which was the purpose of his incarnation and his birth, are you hearing that his death on the cross forgives you all your sins? That the Christmas present that truly mattered is the one that you are hearing right now. That all of your sins are removed, washed away, flung as far from you as the east is from the west. That God has forgiven and God has forgotten, and you are right with God, because God is with us. Emmanuel speaks through his word, speaks through his pastors. God is with us, with you, when you come forward to the altar and take in your mouth the holy body of Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, laid in the manger, adored by shepherds and wise men, clung to by Simeon, praised by Anna, and on and on, until pierced by thorns, by nails, by spear, as the carol sings. What child is this? This is the child who, even in the womb, even in the manger, is that silent word pleading for you. This child is the one who will receive the nails and the spears. The cross be borne for me, for you. Because God is with us, no one can be against us. Because of Emmanuel, your sins are taken with him, and his righteousness is left with you. Yet, in all of this, you can still say, I was there. Because you are baptized. Were you there when they crucified your Lord? Yes, because baptism put you to death in Christ. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Yes, because your sins are dead and buried to be remembered no more. Were you there when God raised him from the dead? Yes, for the same reason that you were there when Mary brought forth her firstborn son, because you are baptized into a new birth in Christ Jesus. You came out of the womb of the font, a new creation, a redeemed child of God. And because God is with you, you can say also, I am with God. Not by my choice, not by my strength, not by my understanding, not by good looks, by talent, or anything else that I have of myself, but by the gift of God. Because when God is with me, then I am with God. Emmanuel. God with us. God with you. God forgiving you. God guiding and guarding you. God promising to be with you always to the end of the age. And God saying, I will return for you. He is here. He is here in word, he is here in supper, and he is here in you by the power of his Holy Spirit. God grant that you be with God as he is with you now until the end of the age. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. The peace that surpasses understanding keep you in Christ Jesus. Amen.